Welcome to Business Women Australia podcast, the podcast for ambitious women who are serious about business success and leadership development, keen to increase their knowledge and skills.
And welcome to another episode of Business Women Australia podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross. Now, joining me on today's show is Leanne Ginoli. Leanne is a businesswoman with a diverse background, running entities including a clothing production, a dairy and beef farming, and owning and operating a tavern. Now, Leanne now owns and operates a medical business, Self Solutions, that offers treatments for non-invasive solutions for orthopedic solutions. Now, Salif is considered a first disruptor in this area, and while it faces many obstacles, she's adopted a can-do attitude in order to stay open, and they have too. Now, on today's show, Leanne is going to share treatments that have the potential to heal pain and inflammation in the body. She's going to share her story and so much more, and I'm sure we can dive into lots of topics around business and all of the things that Leanne has learned over her years in running businesses. Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Hi, Anne-Marie. Yeah, thank you.
This is probably a time that so many businesses, not just in Australia, but also around the world, has many challenges to face. And I know as a businesswoman in an industry, you have certainly overcome many challenges as well. Looking back, and I'm going to ask you to share your personal story because that really has led you to where you are now in your business. But if you look over the many other businesses that you have run, I wonder what insights, and maybe it's hindsight, because hindsight is a wonderful teacher to teach us things that we can use moving forward. What are the greatest lessons that you've learned over those times that you can now implement today in your business and, of course, looking forward into the future?
Yeah, I think for me it's about patience and time management. This particular business has taken a lot of patience and a lot of time management for us to move forward. We've been around for about, well, I've been researching for about 5 years now. We've been operational for about 18 months. And it's about hanging in there. You know, the old saying, I'll be an overnight success after 8 years, is probably where we stand at the moment.
That's great. And you know, so many businesses are finding themselves having to address challenges, overcome challenges and obstacles. Would you say that over the years, some of the challenges that you've overcome previously have really continued to build, I mean, would you call it resilience? Would you call it tenacity or all of those things?
Probably all of those things. And I come back to patience. You know, we started our first business, my husband and I, together when our children were babies. So, you know, it was a juggling act. It was time management. It was something we did together. I couldn't have done it alone. So having the backing of my husband was also a huge bonus for me, and is again now, because sometimes I go back to him at the end of the day and go, what was I thinking? This is just too hard. And we sit down and we debrief and we come back to where we are. And it is about, you know, patience and just keep going.
Yeah. One of the things that I find that is very apparent with many of the guests, in fact, all of the guests that we feature here on Business Women Australia, is that the business that they're operating is not just because I want to start a business, but it has a deeper meaning. There's a real purpose. There's a real drive that really is very much centered on their why. Would you say that that's very strong for you? And is that so important to you? Because I would imagine that those days where you do feel, oh my goodness, today's just, I would love to just close the door on that today. It's the why, the passion, the drive that just keeps you moving forward. Would you say that's true for you too, Leanne?
Oh, definitely. The only reason I'm in this business is the passion and the why. I started out on this journey in a really bad way. In 2015, I'm a runner, and in 2015 I've headed out early in the morning. I lived in quite a treed area, It's 5:30. There's been a storm overnight. I am in full flight, so I'm about 500 metres from where I live, and I stand on a stick. Now, the stick flicks up and embeds into my right knee. I'm in full flight, as I've said, and I've gone to reach over and grab the stick out of my knee, and the momentum has forced me to hit the ground face and shoulder first. As you can imagine, there's quite a lot of damage around my face from hitting the asphalt in full flight, and in full flight early in my piece, so I'm still at high speed. As I've bent down to pull the stick out, all I can feel is the pain in my knee. I've tumbled onto my face and my shoulder and created quite a lot of damage. I spent the next 12 months working with pain management and medication and physiotherapy. I worked with a surgeon, and at the end of the 12 months, the only thing that was offered to me in Australia was surgery, and the surgeon couldn't tell me at the end of the surgery if I would have full use of my arm again. So he suggested I probably couldn't move it above 90 degrees. I was, quite shocked. There weren't too many other alternatives, and I was also not prepared to go down that route just yet. I felt I was too young. I was in my early 50s. So I just parked that whole thing for a little while, continued on the pain medication, steroid injection process. And my husband and I were just heading overseas for an extended holiday. My husband's family are Italian. We were going to live up on the North Italian border with Switzerland. And I couldn't see me doing surgery before that holiday, so I thought I'd just continue on the path that I was on until we returned back to Australia within 6 months. When we got to Switzerland or north of Italy, it's literally the border of Italy and Switzerland, I started to research different alternatives, because by this stage the pain medication was actually making me feel quite ill. And I was surprised to come across cell therapies in many European countries, and one clinic in Switzerland that ran six practices across Switzerland was only about 40 kilometres from where we lived. So I did a little bit more research. I rang and spoke with the doctors and eventually said to my husband, look, I'm going to give this a go. It sounds like what I want to do. So I headed up to the clinic for the day. It was a pretty basic procedure. They did a mini liposuction on me. They took the cells out, which most people would know as stem cells, but they're actually called a stromal vascular cell. They separated these cells and they injected them back into my arm. And at the time, they also gave me some in an intravenous. Very painless. I think the most pain was inflicted through the liposuction on my tummy, and at the time I wasn't very heavy. My husband and I had been training to do quite a bit of walking while we were in Europe. So of all the treatment that I got on that day, I would say the liposuction was the most invasive. Because they were using my cells, there was no chance of an infection. I knew that the rest of my holiday, even if it didn't work, the biggest downturn would be no reaction, not I would get sicker or I wouldn't be able to move. So, it was amazing. They offered several treatments on the day. They offered me what's known as low-level laser, which counteracts the inflammation when they're doing the liposuction. We did platelet-rich plasma, which enhances the stromal vascular fraction or cell therapy. Sorry. Within about 4 weeks, I had started to notice a reduction in the pain. It was really quite quick.
Yeah. So tell us with once you started these procedures and you noticed that the pain had subsided quite quickly, compare that to perhaps, I don't know, when you were speaking to the the surgeon previously that had kind of laid out for you what they kind of foresee your future would be. I'd imagine that 4 week when you noticed the pain was subsiding, that's relatively quick considering the other alternative. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, the surgery I was being offered in Australia, I was going to be in hospital for about 3 to 4 days. I would not be able to work for about four to six weeks. And again, the rehab was going to take 6 to 12 months before they could establish just how much movement I was going to achieve after the surgery. So, the difference in timeframes was huge and so much less invasive than what was being offered here in Australia. And it's still being offered. Surgeons will still do surgery. That's pretty much where they go.
Yeah. So when you went over I think you're saying your husband's originally from Italy and you were in Switzerland then? You were travelling to Switzerland. Well, I'd imagine – oh, sorry, continue.
No. I was actually living with his family at the time and it was only about 40 kilometres from the clinic in Switzerland. So I was living in Italy, but the surgery was done, or the treatment was done in Switzerland.
Yeah, that's what you get when you live in Europe, isn't it? It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. We can't kind of see that.
Very close.
Wow. And so you heard about that after you travelled to be with your husband's family then. Amazing. Was that something that you'd searched for or someone had told you about that? How did you come to find out about that clinic in Switzerland?
I was listening to a radio program actually and they were talking about these treatments that were being offered around Europe. At the time they thought it would be mainstream across the world by 2020. Now we're talking about it was late 2015. Like I said, I just couldn't believe that it wasn't being offered here in Australia. I now know there was probably 2 or 3 clinics on the East Coast, but they just weren't advertising anywhere where clearly I was doing the searching.
Yes. Oh, amazing. And I'm just reading through some of the storyline that you sent through to us. And, you've already mentioned that just after 4 weeks, you weren't taking any pain medication. And after around the 3 months timeframe, share with us what you started to notice as well.
After about 3 months, I had no pain. I had full movement back in my shoulder. And I've since learned that was quite quick. And perhaps because I was in such a good state, my husband and I, about 3 weeks after the treatment, my husband and I set about backpacking across Spain and Portugal. We did nearly 1,200 kilometres carrying our own packs. And so I was in good physical shape. And I carried a lot of pain medication with me, which I found difficult to get rid of in the end because you can't just, throw the kind of medication I had in the rubbish bin. So within about 3 months, I had noticed the healing across my skin as well. And we believe that was from the IVs because I'd had quite a lot of work done to repair my face. And as you can imagine, I had hit the ground quite hard. I'd taken all the skin off the right side of my face. I had opened up all of my lip. So for about 12 months, I couldn't move the top of my mouth at all. We'd had quite a bit of surgery done on it. So I think the cells it just transversing my body made a huge difference right across all of it.
Yeah. And you were saying, remind me, at what age were you when you had that accident? It wasn't like you were young in the 30s or 20s or no. You mentioned you were in your 50s?
Yeah, I was in my early 50s. I was 52, I think, at the time. I was Well, I was 51 and I was 52 when I had the treatments done. I keep coming back to the reason I set the business up is because I couldn't believe that the treatments weren't available in Australia. We're a first world country. Why wasn't this happening? And it was just the barrier to entry. Literally, it was a barrier to entry.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously now through sharing your story and your journey, and of course this is a Business Women Australia podcast, you heard about this when you're overseas, of course, on a radio show. And so there may be others who really are struggling with obviously pain and some aspects. So with to share a little bit more about now, obviously, what is available. I mean, for you, you had this massive injury. Is that specifically how you see or what the work that you do, obviously, that the kind of people that come to you to get support? What kind of injuries or what's going on for them? Inflammation, pain? Share a little bit more about that if you could.
Yeah, and look, the clinic is called SELF and we're an integrative medical clinic. So we offer the best holistic and scientific medicine combined together to get the best outlooks for different patients. We face quite a few issues with the medical board and with TGA, which is the Therapeutic Goods Association. And you'll know a bit more about them now thanks to COVID, but we are heavily legislated against. So whilst I'm talking away here, I'm very aware of what I'm saying in order
I'm
to...
I'm very aware of what I'm allowed to ask. Really, it is really ridiculous when, you know, you almost feel gagged when it's almost like you've got this incredible gift to give someone, yet you're not allowed to tell them, really. Yeah,
and that's pretty much how I feel at the moment. You know, and it is a labour of love. We do long hours. I do research probably around 40 hours a week is spent on me doing research on the latest journals, the latest metadata that's come across the desk. I'm affiliated with lots of other worldwide bodies in this area. The medical journals are huge. When I first started out in 2016, I was reading a medical journal, and now I'm reading metadata on 50 medical journals, so that the time frame for it to be more available, I hope, is not that far away. However, it goes against medical practice as it is, because as I said, we're integrative medical. We do not just look at surgery. You know, if you go to a surgery, the surgeon's going to tell you eventually you'll need surgery. We take a whole different look at it. We combine blood work with MRIs and scans, and we work out what's actually best for your body rather than, you know, what it is I do best.
Yeah. You know, as you're sharing that, I can think of the analogy that I'm sure we've all heard that, you know, if you're holding a hammer in your hand and that's the only tool that you have and that you use and that you're trained in, everything that you see is a nail. However, that may not be the best tool, that the best implement to use. And, of course, we talk about Business Women Australia. We know that there are different ways to approach different issues and challenges. And so when it comes to the industry that you're in, I love that you've reminded us that not every issue can be treated or addressed by just one field, you know, by one way, one method. Now, of course, if I'm correct, it's been 5 years since your treatment, since the time that you had your accident. And for those that are just joining us on the live today, we're talking to Leanne Ginoli. She's just shared with us of that she was running. She's a runner. She felt something on her knee. It was actually a stick that had gone into her knee. You went to pull it out and subsequently fell and hit your head on the bitumen and had really done some serious damage. And of course you were told with shoulder pain that they could fix that to a degree that you could only really have limited movement. But now you've had some treatment and 5 years on, share where you are at now.
Look, I am still pain-free. I still have full movement. I see the doctors and they just look at me like, wow. Not many of them are prepared to comprehend what happened. And a side effect of these treatments, so I did have some of these cells intravenous, which means they have the ability to cause secondary healing in the body, depending on other areas that are damaged. Now, for me, I was predominantly deaf. I have been wearing hearing aids for about 10 years at the time. I was in line for cochlear ear implant. So I have all the documents that say, yes, my hearing was extremely damaged. Within 6 months of having the treatment, my husband noticed that I was wearing my hearing aids a lot less and able to hear, which for anybody who wears hearing aids at my level, when you take them out, the world is very quiet. It's very beautiful. You don't hear very much at all. So what was happening was that the cells had then transversed into my hearing, and within 12 months, my audiology report showed that I had full hearing again. We know with these cells, secondary healing is something that happens regularly. A lot of the time people are treated with the cells in joints. A lot of the journals tell us that hearing is a byproduct once the joints are done, and it's quite noted in the medical journals that these things happen.
Wow. Well, that's a good problem to have, isn't it? That secondary healing is actually not a problem. And so that was amazing. So that was within 6 months of treatment. You had 95, I'm reading it here, of the story that you sent through, 95% hearing restored, and you were able to ditch your hearing aids. That's amazing. I mean, I don't really know to say to that other than that is absolutely amazing.
And my father-in-law's very happy because I had state-of-the-art hearing aids, and he refused to get hearing aids. So we sent him off to the audiologist with my hearing aids, and they were reset for him. So he was very happy.
There's a hand-me-down of hearing aids as well. Yeah, father-in-law. Amazing. And obviously you've got, as it says here, you've got pre and post audiology reports to verify that change. I mean, never in a million years, I'm sure, would you have thought that, after this accident that you've had, and now it's how often we really do just allow what has been said, okay, well, that's just going to determine the rest of my life, basically. And through ongoing research, you've been able to find this opportunity, this treatment on the other side. Well, really, when you think of Switzerland and Italy, they're on the other side of the planet from Australia, aren't they? That this holiday that was pre-booked had allowed you to open up. And of course, as you mentioned, now with the story, the experience that you have experienced, no one can take that journey away from you. No one can take that story away because it has actually happened. You've got proof, documentation, all of that. Now, of course, that passion has been to help other people who have maybe experienced something similar and would like to also have similar experiences, that you have had as well. And we'll find out more. With the research that you do, have you found that technology? I mean, you and I are talking with wonderful technology now. Many businesses now are finding themselves online because of what's happened. Are a lot of those research materials online that you research as well? I'm just fascinated by the amount of research that you do every week.
Well, I have access to journal articles pre-release, which is something that unfortunately you don't have, but anybody can search through PubMed or British Journal Association, BJA, a lot of the journals are online. They are available. They're very difficult to read if you're not used to understanding medical terminology. It did take me quite a few years to literally understand it without having to look up every second word. So I'm much quicker at it these days than I was 5 years ago. But they are there. And look, if somebody approached me, I would offer my knowledge and I'd teach them how to read a journal because, you know, and especially at the moment with COVID, previously the journals all say that these need to go into double-blind placebo-based clinical trials, and they are very expensive. You know, they started around $1 million, and there's no pharmaceutical company behind this because we're looking at cells that come from the body. They're not a pharmaceutical grade cell. They used my own cells to do this for me. So, you know, now we're looking at, you know, upwards of 1,600 journals. When we're talking about COVID, we don't have those journals available for the vaccines that we're all taking. So I just, you know, I think we should be looking a lot closer at new medicine as we are with the COVID vaccine. You know, what is available to us? And this is one of those things.
And, you know, and one of the reasons why I ask that is because, you know, the passion that you have for the work that you know is all the opportunities that are now available is really predicated on consistent review, research. And it's in one of those industries that I think is continuously evolving, which is really exciting. And the fact that this is available, I mean, can you imagine if you and your husband had not booked that trip? Yeah. Would you ever have found, isn't it? You ever have found out?
Look, I believe it's fate. So, you know, it was fate. It was there. It was very close. It was very, very expensive, however. But, you know, I have my full life back. I have
the
ability to move and hear and,
price of being pain-free.
Yes.
And as a secondary, having your hearing regenerated hearing loss, I think is just amazing. So for people who've been listening and watching and even the recording, can you share with people how they can find out, how they can reach out to you? As you mentioned, you're more than happy to have a conversation with people if they're interested to find out how you might be able to support them. What's the best way for them to contact you, Leanne?
And look, if you just Google cell therapies, you'll come across a few in Australia. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years worldwide, the requirements have become very onerous. So a lot of the cell therapy clinics across Europe and America have closed. A doctor who doesn't have the backing of somebody like me to do all the research financially could not afford to stay open in this area. So just if you Google cell therapies, you'll come across a few of us.
Fantastic. Great. And, of course, thank you so much for sharing your story and your journey. It's just been amazing. And, of course, you're a businesswoman, so it's great that you are able to share just some of the things that I think if business is difficult in and of itself, then you've got the challenges from the external environment. And then if you're involved in industries that have a lot of I's that you have to dot, a lot of T's that you've got to cross, that in itself can raise many more challenges. And so it takes someone who's very passionate about the work that they do because they want to support people. I take my hat off to you, Leanne. So thank you so much for coming on the show today, sharing your story and journey. Please reach out to Leanne. She's more than happy to have a chat with you. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. It's been great. Hopefully we can share our story with lots of people.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Business Women Australia podcast. Want to become part of a dynamic collective of women who are passionate about business success and personal growth? Go to businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership to apply. That's businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership.